As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends and fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I am your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. And today is a special day. You guys all know what that day is. You know why it's special. Because today is the day we celebrate our independence. God bless you all, and happy 4th of July, my friends. Today is the most important day we have in our nation's history. Today is the day that patriots took a stand. Today is the day we say, enough tyranny, no more. And we took this nation, we made this country. In 246 years later, look at what's going on. You know, all the other countries in the world, they've had their trial and errors. They've made their mistakes. They've had their revolutions that didn't work, didn't fail. They've had their monarchies. They've had their communism and their fascist regime, their dictators. They've not figured it out, even though they've had thousands and thousands of years. Our founding fathers, my friends, they finally had enough of King George. They finally said no more tyranny. They finally said freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those men stood bravely against a king's military. They stood with their fellow countrymen, peasants and farmers, unequipped, unarmed. Yet they fought for our freedom. They fought for this country that they were going to develop. They had a revolution that was a success. And they, because of their bravery and their sacrifice, my friends, they created the best country in the world. They created the country that everybody aspires to be, everybody wants to live in, everybody wants to come to. They showed the world what the American dream is and that it's possible. They put together our founding documents, our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. They built our government, the three separate branches. And 246 years later, I look at Seattle and Minneapolis and Portland, and I think, wow, are we willing to just throw it all away? Despite our flaws, despite that we're still ran by men and men make mistakes, men can be corrupted, we are still the best country in the world. There is just as much potential today as there was on July 4th, 1776. And I feel like we're forgetting that. And I feel like the younger generations, two or three generations deep now, are wanting to throw it away for something that has been proven over time yet again and again. It's impossible. It can't work. It's a dream. And that, my friends, is socialism, communism. We have the only system that works. We have the only system that allows complete peace, that allows freedom. Our republic is unique, and our capitalist model works, and it's made us who we are. Yet we have these generations of kids that have been brainwashed and indoctrinated in the public school system, and now they're trying to throw it away. July 4, 1776. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and the equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitled them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, derived from their just powers, from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms of which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariable the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been patient sufferance of these colonies. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries, usurpations, all having in direct object and the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts be submitted to the candid world. I hope you guys know what I just read. This is what started it all. This is the document that we laid out the accusations to England, that we laid out what we didn't like about King George and what he was doing to the colonies, how we didn't have representation, we weren't being treated fairly, we were tired of his taxes, we were tired of his governors bullying us, his military overrunning us. This document changed our lives. The courage that these men had to write this document, and I just read you the first couple paragraphs. It goes on to lay out specifically the charges against King George and the reasons they could no longer continue on under England's rule. The reasons they separated and declared their independence. These men had more courage than one can understand today. The moment they even talked about this, it was treason against the king and death penalty for sure, for anybody caught. The fact that they signed this document and they sent it over to King George, knowing what was at stake, knowing the risk they were putting their lives in, their fortunes in, their families' lives in. And I think that's the key there, is knowing what's at stake. You see in the document, they clearly write that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unalienable rights. So when I say knowing what's at stake, I'm talking about they knew that if they didn't do this, if they did not form the United States of America, if they did not separate from England, if they did not get out from underneath the tyranny of the ruler, King George, they knew that they could never have unalienable rights. They knew that they were just peasants. They were just subjects to the king, and they would never have anything. They knew they would never have liberty, freedom. They knew that they couldn't pursue their own happiness. They knew that it was time to stop. They knew that it was time to fight. They knew what was at stake. What was at stake was not their lives. What was at stake was indeed their futures, and the futures of their children and their children's children for generations. And if they had not made this decision, and if they had not written this document and sent it to King George, and if they had not made a stand, we would not be celebrating today the 4th of July. This country would not look the way it does now. And we would not have had the successes that we have had along this journey. We are still in our infancy, 246 years for a country is nothing. Everywhere else has been going at it for thousands of years. Look at what we've accomplished. Look at American ingenuity. And because of our success, we are a target. Because of our success, we will always have enemies. You know why? They're jealous. They don't understand how we have what we have. They want what we have, but they're not willing to work for it the way Americans do. They just want to take it. And they don't want everybody to have it. They only want the elites to have it. That's what's so unique about us. Everybody's on the same playing field here in the United States. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what religion you are. If you want it, if you want the American dream, if you're willing to work for it, if you're willing to pursue life, liberty, and happiness, you too can have it. And that's what we celebrate here on Independence Day. That's why we're here on the 4th of July. That's why we have our freedom and our liberty. And that is exactly the reason why you today, yes, I'm talking to you on the other side of the speaker, you out there listening on the radio, you need to be willing to fight for your freedom and liberty. Because there are evil forces at work right now, seeking to destroy this republic. They are burning down our cities. They are looting, they are destroying businesses, and they are funded by people that want America to fail. Elitists that want to take away our freedom. It's time, my friends. It's time to declare our independence once again. It's time to protect this country. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Patriot Uprising Radio. It is July 4th, and we are celebrating today our independence. God bless you guys, and God bless the United States of America. Man, it feels good to say that. And you know why we can say that? Because we have freedom in this country. Because we have liberty. And because we can live the American dream and we can worship who we want to worship, we can practice whatever religion we want to practice. We are here today because of the choices our founding fathers made for us. We are here today because they decided enough of the tyranny. It's time to put our foot down. It's time to tell England to get lost. We can do it better. And we're going to prove to them we will do it better. And that is exactly what they did. Everything was on the line. But they knew the stakes were worth the fight. They knew if they got it right, they knew if they could win, they could create something. They could have this American experiment and show the rest of the world exactly what's possible. And they did. They gave us a gift. They gave us a gift, and today, they are rolling in their graves. I guarantee it. They're seeing what's going on with our media. They're seeing what's going on with these riots in the streets. They're seeing what's going on with our politics. They're seeing the corruption in our politicians. I know damn well what Jefferson's saying. He's saying, hey, it's time to shake that tree of liberty a little bit. With the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's time, my friends. We're at the crossroads now. This election coming up in November, possibly the most important election we've had in generations, decades, if not centuries. That's the reality of it. Because the outcome of this election in November, it's simple. It's either we are America, we are the United States, or we are not. If we lose, the Democrats, the Marxists, the fascists, the left, the libs, they will push this country over the edge. They will strip you and I of our liberty, of our freedom. They will make a mockery out of who we were. They will destroy our Bill of Rights. They will destroy our Constitution. They will stop capitalism. And they will force something that looks a lot like socialism and communism down our throats. That's their plans. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. They don't want what we offer. They don't like what we have. They want to get rid of this republic. They don't even try to hide it. We have Democratic politicians that swore an oath to our Constitution of the United States that are deliberately breaking that oath and deliberately looking to dismantle this country. And we're allowing them right now to get away with it. And where the hell are the Republicans? I'm sick and tired of the Republicans sitting on their butts. They like to get on Fox News and talk tough, but I never see it go anywhere beyond that. Good Lord, Lindsey Graham, how many years do you need to investigate? How many hearings do you have? How many subpoenas do you have to issue? I'm tired of seeing your face on Fox News, Lindsey, talking about how corrupt everything is and how you got all this dirt on all these people and how heads are going to roll and you're using millions and millions of dollars in taxpayers' money to do these investigations and nothing ever comes of it. What the hell are the Republicans doing? How come they're not fighting for you and I? They're not fighting for America. They got their heads in the sand, and they're hoping this Trump administration rolls past them and doesn't take a look. That's exactly what's going on. They're not much better than the Democrats. You know who's fighting for us right now? Donald Trump. He's the only person in Washington, D.C. that's actually fighting for us. He's the only one that's willing to stick his neck out there. He's the only one to take a beating for you and I, for this country. The Republicans aren't helping him. Not one bit. You know what they're doing? They're making it harder on him. They're fighting against him too. They might as well be Democrats because there are just as many Republicans going after Donald Trump as there are Democrats. And then you have the group that just puts their head in the sand. Or they get on TV and they say everything we want to hear with no follow-through. Lindsey Graham, do you need some Viagra to finish the job, buddy? What the heck's going on? It's time for the Republicans to stand up for the president. It's time for the Republicans to stand up for this country. It's time for the Republicans to stand up for you and I. This is the 4th of July. This is our Independence Day. And it's time for the Republicans to declare independence and fight for this country. I'm serious, folks. This is irritating. We are still the greatest country in the world. We are worth the fight. Everything is at stake. Just like it was in 1776. Just like it was when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. Just like it was when they faced off against King George. Everything was at stake for them. And today I'm telling you again, everything is at stake. You need to decide, are we worth fighting for? Is this country worth fighting for? Is our Bill of Rights worth fighting for? Is our Constitution worth fighting for? Is your freedom worth fighting for? Is your president worth fighting for? Because everything's at stake. And I don't see enough people in the fight. I don't see enough people in the fight. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio. Don't turn that dial.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Doggy, and welcome back to the show, my friends. Patriot Uprising Radio. Woo! Let me tell you, I got a little bit hot that last segment. So, I think that's a good thing because, you know, I'm definitely passionate about that. And maybe some of my passion is going to rub off on you guys. We were just talking about who's really fighting for the United States right now. And I was going off on a little bit of a rant. It's not the Republicans. The Republicans aren't doing a whole heck of a lot for anybody. Maybe a little bit of CYA. That's it. But they're definitely not fighting for you and I. Like I was saying at the last segment, that they like to get on the news stations on Fox News, and they like to hit all the talking points and talk about everything that we want to hear. Talk about how they're going to be subpoenaing people and forcing top officials in the Obama administration to come in and testify under oath. How they're going to go after Hillary Clinton. But we don't see it. You know, we've been hearing that for 4 years also. And we're not seeing any results. And I think that's typical of what you get lately with politicians. That's typical what you get out of Washington. You don't get results. Or at least you don't get results that are good for you. You don't get results that are good for me. You don't get results that make our republic healthy. The only thing they're really good at is making more laws that restrict our liberties, that strip us of our freedoms, and making us pay taxes so they can pad their pockets. And that's really, really what's happening. I've said it over and over again, and I'll continue to fight for it. We need term limits. If we want to clean up Washington, D.C., if we want to fix the problems in our country, and if we don't want money to have such an influence over our politicians, we need term limits. And letting politicians decide if they need term limits is absolutely ludicrous. It blows my mind. That is not something that they should have a decision over. Just like they shouldn't decide if they need a pay raise or not. That should be our decision. That should go out to the voters. We should decide that. And let me tell you something else. Since we're talking about pay raises, heck no, they don't need a pay raise. They haven't needed the last 6 pay raises they got. They're completely robbing the coffers. They are taking advantage of you and I. And when do they work? What are they getting done? They're gone all the time. They're always gone. And when they come back, it's just to hurt us. Nothing good happens when they're in session. Why are we giving them pay raises? What kind of job do they have that is so hard? Honestly, the work they do in the course of a year, in the private sector, probably could be done in 3 months. Things that they absolutely have to do, like balance a budget, pass a budget, they don't even get that done in their timeline. And then it's not right. No, it's time for us to declare our independence yet again, my friends. It's time for us to fix what's wrong. And we need to start in Washington, D.C. Your president is fighting for you. He's called him out. He's told you about it. He's proved it to you. But now it's time for the voters to get involved. It's time for the politicians to know that enough is enough, and we are watching them now. And we need to take action. We can't allow them to keep doing what they're doing to this country. Doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat. Politicians are screwing us. They're destroying this republic. What are they doing for you? What have the Republicans done for you lately? It's time. It's time that we rise up. It's time that we get a little bit angry. Because you're being taken advantage of. And your liberty and freedom is being stripped. Do you feel like you can pursue happiness? We should be able to. Says so in the Declaration of Independence. Our Constitution lays it out for us. But politicians have stacked the deck. They're corrupt, they're dirty, and they don't care about you and I. We're starting to slip back. It's almost as bad as King George and England. We're the peasants again. Do you want to be a peasant or do you want to be a patriot? It is July 4th. Declare your independence and fight for this country. We can start locally. Governor Brown, right here in Oregon. Talk about tyranny. Gosh, this whole COVID-19 face mask mandate that she's got going on. Mark my words, I think by next week she'll shut us down again. I think she's going to shut the whole state down again. But she's shoving this stupid face mask crap down our throats again, mandating that we wear face masks anywhere we go. The data, it's not there. I have studied this and studied this and studied this. Experts will tell you, heck, go on OSHA's website and read it for yourself. These masks that people are wearing are not helping anything. And in fact, there's a lot of studies out there that show that they're maybe putting people's health even more at risk. Yet Governor Brown, against a lot of medical experts, against OSHA, is out there mandating people have to wear face masks. It's unbelievable. You know what? The only thing she cares about is continuing to hamstring Oregon's economy, and she's going to ride this out through November, mark my words, because it's not about your health. It's not about your well-being. It's not about COVID-19. It's about trying to continue to destroy this economy, trying to hurt Donald Trump, trying to make it so he's unelectable. Well, guess what? You're losing, Kate. Did you guys see the job reports this week? Record number of jobs. Record number of jobs created again. Our economy in this country, despite everything the Democrats have done, despite people like Kate Brown that run states and are ruining states, across our country, though, overwhelmingly, our economy is roaring. The stock market is coming back. Jobs are being added. If you want to work out there, there's a job for you. Hey, BLM, Antifa, you know what? Why don't you go get a job? Why don't you go do something that real men do? Go work for a living to make a buck, not break a window and run off with the goods. You guys are a bunch of cowards and sissy Marys. You want to change? You want to make things different? It starts by getting your butt out there and working. Lead by example. Teach the younger generation. This is how you do it. This is how you're successful. Cowards. Cowards and sissy Marys. That's who you are. And you know what? If you support BLM right now, shame on you. I don't have any respect for anybody that supports BLM. It is not the movement it started out to be. It is a terrorist organization. It is anti-America. And if you support them, you are anti-America. Bottom line, doesn't have anything to do with Black Lives Matter. It's all a lie. It's anti-America. It's destroy the Republic. That is all they're about. And that is a fact. So if you're part of that, if you support that, because I've had people that are friends that say, well, I don't necessarily agree with the rioting, but I do support BLM and what it stands for. You're stupid. Come on. It's not what it stands for. Don't be so naive. Don't fall into that trap. Don't let them race bait you. Don't allow them to make you feel guilty. You haven't done anything wrong. So yeah, here's the deal, folks. Right now is the time for true patriots to rise up, put our foot down, and say no more. We've got a leader in the White House that is doing that for us, and we need to have his back. And as I was saying, with everything that's going on with COVID-19 and Democratic governors, BLM, Antifa, our economy is booming. The jobs are out there. Good paying jobs are out there. It's amazing what this administration has accomplished, even with everything that's going on. And Donald Trump, President Trump, having to wake up and fight for us every single day. With these new job reports and unemployment reports that have come out, and seeing this economy bounce back, my biggest question is, how can you know what's happening right now and think for even a second that Joe Biden might be the answer? That's laughable. Old Sleepy Joe. Anybody that thinks he might be the answer. Oh, you have so much to learn, my friends. Hey, stick with us. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio. Don't turn that dial.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show. It is 4th of July, Independence Day, and I hope you are celebrating this country. I hope you are celebrating with friends and family, and I hope you are gathering, because this is something to celebrate, the United States of America, our liberty and our freedom. And right now, your governor, Kate Brown, is telling you no. Right now, she's telling you to disperse. Right now, she is telling you, you cannot have freedom. You cannot have liberty. You cannot celebrate the nation's independence. She's acting like a dictator and trying to take away all that is America. And I hope you guys are out there, and I hope you're enjoying your friends and your families at your barbecues and your fireworks celebrations. And I hope you make this year fantastic and huge. And I think you should look Kate Brown in the eye and say, not on this day, not on Independence Day. Enough is enough. Be a patriot and stand up for your rights. Stand up for your country. Stand up for your fellow countrymen. She is a dictator, and what she's doing with these mandates and COVID-19 is criminal, and it's tyranny, because she is trying to undermine the President of the United States, and she is trying to harm this republic. It is absolute tyranny, my friends. And we should not put up with it. The numbers don't match. You know what? They say, oh gosh, we've had record-breaking days with people that are testing positive for COVID. Yes, yes, that's true. And since they started the test, we're testing like 400% more people now. So obviously, if you're testing 400% more people, you're going to have record-breaking days. Because you're testing more people. And COVID's been around for what, say, 6 months now? Easily, probably. That means most of us have probably already been exposed to it. And many of us have antibodies in our system. We're asymptomatic. We're not sick. We're not going to be sick. But we have those antibodies in our system. And so guess what? When they increase testing 400% and they start testing all these people that have antibodies in their system that aren't sick, that test still comes back positive. And then they run to the media and they say, oh my God, we've got record-breaking days of people testing positive with COVID. You know the number that matters? How many people are actually dying from COVID? If you have record-breaking days of people testing positive from COVID, how come our hospital stays aren't increasing from COVID? And how come more people aren't dying from COVID? You should see those numbers skyrocket, but you're not. Those numbers are continuing to drop, less than a 0.01% death rate with COVID. Don't let them fool you with these numbers. If you have the antibodies, you will test positive for it. And then they will claim that there is more people that have COVID. And that is not the truth. This is no worse than the flu. In fact, I bet you if they were testing for the flu the way they're testing for COVID, you would see that the flu numbers are actually way worse than COVID. I bet money on that. This is getting so ridiculous. Did you see that a state police officer is on suspension right now because he went into a coffee shop and they asked him to wear a mask? And he told him that he won't let Kate Brown strip him of his freedom and liberty. Something to that extent anyway. He is actually with three officers and none of them were wearing masks. And they were told to put masks on. And he pretty much said no. And he explained why. And somebody at the coffee shop asked him what he thought about the governor and her order. And he explained what he thought about it. Well, the little cowards that they are, or the good servants to Queen Bee Kate Brown, they went and ratted these officers out. And this one officer was suspended from the force. And you know what? It's absolutely a violation of his rights to be an American citizen and told that you have to wear a mask. What happened to my body, my choice? Isn't that what the libs always are screaming? My body, my choice. Well, they obviously don't think that when it comes to you having to wear a mask, a state trooper having to wear a mask. And they definitely don't think that about the little babies that they murder all the time with all the abortions that they do. You know what? They're hypocrites. It's only my body, my choice when it's convenient for them to continue murdering babies. But other than that, you don't have a choice. If they want you to wear a face mask, by God, you better put on a face mask. And if you're employed with the state police and you don't, and you tell them you're not going to let Kate Brown strip you of your liberty, you're going to lose your job. I hope the unions go after the state and sue the heck out of them for this. I hope this guy fights with everything he has in him. This is absolutely ridiculous. Here you got a veteran police officer, a police officer willing to go and do a job today, the most thankless job in the world, put his life on the line every single day, especially what's going on in today's time, especially what's going on with all the riots and everybody being so anti-police. And the guy's just in there trying to get a cup of coffee and having somebody dictate to him. How's he supposed to? It's a coffee shop. It's a coffee shop. How are you supposed to drink coffee with the face mask on? Give me a stinking break. If you've bought into the face mask thing, you're a fool. And for him to be losing his job or having to fight for his job because of this, that's criminal. And the superintendent of the state police, that man there is a coward. He should be out defending his officers. But ever since this whole COVID thing started, Travis Hampton, the superintendent of the state police, has been eaten out of Kate Brown's palm. He is a yes man for the governor, and he is not for law enforcement. He does not stand up for his troops. He does not stand up for law enforcement. He will cave to the liberal ideology. He will cave to the political correctness. He will cave to whatever orders the governor barks down the pipeline. And he will throw his troops under the bus at any moment if he thinks it will further his career or secure his job. I think everybody needs to be calling the state police. I think everybody needs to be emailing Oregon. And I think everybody needs to know we don't appreciate the superintendent of the state police not backing up the troops, not standing up for these troopers that are out there doing a very difficult job and not getting any respect, putting their lives on the line and being suspended because they don't want to wear a face mask. That is utter ridiculous. That is crazy. And shame on you, Travis. What kind of a superintendent are you? What kind of law enforcement officer are you? Where is the brotherhood? This is the kind of dictatorship we have here in Oregon, folks. This is the leadership you get from Kate Brown. You know what? Kate Brown leadership back in 1776. A group of brave patriots might have got together and wrote her a long letter. Might have got together and told her enough is enough. Might have got together and say, we're putting our foot down, we realize what's at stake, and we are willing to fight for our freedom and for our liberty, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Kate Brown is treating you like a subject. And she's shoving data and information down your throats that is lies. She needs to go. She is detrimental to this state. And if we want Oregon to be prosperous, if we want Oregon to crawl out of the gutter we're in right now, we need to get rid of Kate Brown. Simple as that. God bless you guys. Happy 4th of July. Never give up your liberty. Never give up your freedom. Always pursue happiness. Fight for this country. Fight against tyranny. Stay vigilant. Stay safe. God bless America.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.